Because a high percentage of the population has negative attitudes about the presidential candidates from the major parties, the Libertarians, Gary Johnson and William Weld, are getting a good look from many voters. Though national polls have them well below the 15% threshold for the presidential debates, they are polling over 30% among young voters. Now, I want to say I have some affection for Libertarians. For years at Western New England University, we have had an annual lecture which features Libertarian economists debating either mainstream liberals or leftists. The Libertarians who came to these debates were sincere, consistent economists with whom I had a lot in common. They opposed foreign interventions and the massive military spending that goes with it. They supported open immigration. They supported a woman's right to choose and the legalization of marijuana. Unfortunately, their consistency in opposing big government extends to the modern welfare state. Gary Johnson is in favor of completely privatizing Social Security. Now, if you believe that Social Security is simply life insurance plus a pension plan, you can make the case that individuals should decide how much life insurance to buy and how much to save for retirement. However, as I made clear in a commentary years ago, our Social Security system is part of what we call social insurance. Social insurance is just what it sounds like. We all pay in so that if and when we need it, we all benefit. This is analogous to purchasing fire insurance. We hope to never win with a fire, thereby reaping a high rate of return on our so-called investment. The insurance is there in case we need it. All those who are unlucky enough to have their houses burned down are made whole again because we have all paid the premiums for many years. The lucky ones, by avoiding disaster, do not end up collecting. In social insurance, everyone pays. And for much of social insurance, think unemployment compensation, Social Security survivors, or disability benefits, we would just as soon not win that lottery. If I never see a penny of the money I paid into the Social Security Disability Fund over my 41 years of full-time employment, I will be happy. I will not lament my low rate of return on my investment because it is not a financial investment and never was meant to be. Another problem with libertarian economics is the belief that because competition works in providing high-quality restaurant meals, competition will also work in providing high-quality medical care and K-12 education. Thus, Gary Johnson proposed a voucher system for the consumption of K-12 education when he was governor of New Mexico. In order to make sure it didn't drain public schools, he proposed that the voucher not reduce the per-pupil state appropriations. The problem, of course, is that's not how a voucher program works in practice. No state legislature would permit a school district that loses a student to keep the money appropriated for that student's education. In practice, vouchers drain dollars from public schools just as charter schools do. Finally, the Johnson-Weld platform accepts the fact that global warming is real and human activity causes it, but argues that the market will solve it. They cite the example of natural gas replacing coal as a source of energy, but fail to recognize that the price of natural gas doesn't reflect the damage the released carbon will continue to do to our planet. The market has already created catastrophic trends, which will not be reversed for 30 years, even if we stop burning fossil fuels tomorrow. Libertarian failure to see the need for drastic collective action to save the planet is a position that disqualifies them as legitimate presidential candidates.